What's up, guys? TripDriver101.com. Big Ken here. Let's talk about what is the benefits of working for an owner-operator and the benefits of working for a big company. Now, if you work for a big company, things are a tad bit different, right? Because if you work for a big company, you get a lot of things paid for you. It's a heavy infrastructure. It's a very tight orientation. You come to the hotel at your appointed time. You leave. It's paid for you. You're going to have a certain amount of meals often guaranteed to you. They're going to explain every single benefit and every single safety situation and every single thing you need to do, right? And then you're going to be instructed on the company policies and everything else. You go with an owner-operator, a lot of things are going to be loose. You may be paying for your own hotel room. You may be paying for your own food. You probably will be paying for your own food. That's probably pretty much a guarantee. You might have your hotel paid for or not, but it depends on what you're doing. 9 times out of 10, this person is under a contract with a much larger company, and they're just doing a specific amount of freight. They're going to expect you to be very independent-minded. They're not going to be holding your hand. They're going to expect you to get in this damn truck and drive it. They don't want to have to train you. They don't want to have to deal with any bullshit. They're in the business of making money, and they don't have the time to sit around and hold your hand. They're not going to be very tight about a lot of things. They're probably just going to tell you, go out and get your medical card, or they just, you know, go out and do it yourself, or they're going to have to just drive you to a place and let you pretty much go in and handle everything yourself. It's not going to be like when you go with a big company and they've got your name on the list and all that crap. You're going to walk in there, do it yourself, and they could care less about what you do. Now, all that being said, what are the benefits? We know the entry-level part might be a little loose, but what's the benefits of working for an owner-operator? Well, the benefits of working for an owner-operator can be that, one, you get to learn their business. You get to see how this person operates, because you're in this business. It's not going to be like Warner, where you're a cog in a wheel. You're literally going to see how they run their business. You're going to see often, you might even get a statement that shows what the person gets paid. A friend of mine runs containers, and he would often get paperwork that showed what the container paid to the truck. He would get the information right there. No middleman. And so, sorry about that. But when he got that information, he knew, damn, if I buy a truck, he got to know the people who were on the account. He got to know some of the people that you had to deal with, some of the people, I guess, the brokers and stuff. He all knew these people by name. So he could literally set up, and did set up, his own business, copying someone else's business plan that was pretty successful. That is one of the benefits of working for a owner-operator. You get to see the business structure, right? So yeah, he took more risk, and the owner-operator told him when he started, hey, look, if they don't pay me, yeah, I don't pay you. That's the way it is. If you want to take the job anyway, that's up to you. He's a very straight up guy, and I can respect that, right? But you know, he overlooked that part, because you always got to remember, in situations like that, it can go wrong, but it could also go right. You know what I'm saying? You can, in other words, he got, and not only that, he got paid more money. And that's the other part about companies. But because he took the more risk and he had the loose infrastructure, and he got to see the guy's business plan, he got paid more money. But there was a risk that he could not get paid at all. So bottom line is that he took that risk, right? And it paid off, right? He made $70,000 his first year, right? And most people, this is a boom year when he did this, but a lot of people who were working for big companies, Snyder and I think Snyder Tell Hall's out of there, JB Hunt Hall's out of there, they were not making that. They were not the company drivers who were in the better system, and they had a guaranteed check, and they could switch over to other accounts if things slowed down, but they weren't making anywhere near that amount of money. They just weren't making it, right? Because, again, that's what we trade when you're in a company. Two, what, you can't copy J.B. Hunt's business plan. You can't get J.B. Hunt's connections. You only going to see the money that's paid to J.B. Hunt you know, the brokerage or whatever they want you to see, basically, right? Because this is a giant company. They control, you know, everything's going to happen behind the scenes, and they're only going to show you so much. They want to keep you blind, deaf, and dumb and working for pennies. You know, and hey, I'm a company driver, so I work for pennies. Don't knock it. But they do. I mean, that's people don't like to say it, but that's in the reality. I mean, that's why people do all that shit for you when you are a company driver. They want to keep you blind, deaf, and dumb. They want to keep convincing you that, you know, even on operators. I mean, they want to convince you when you work for a big company that you're getting all the money. Right. But often you'll find if you work for smaller companies, they have less infrastructure. That's why everybody keeps talking about travel loco. Right. Because the less infrastructure, the less BS, the less employees that benefit the company means that they need you as a partner in their business. And that means they have to show you a lot more than probably they would like to show you to make the optimal amount of money for them. And you have to understand that. You know, that's the trade-off when you go with a big company. Now, the benefits, of course, is that you have benefits. Because when you work for a small owner operator, you may not have benefits. That's just reality. Or your benefits may be just enough to what the government requires if you're working for an owner operator. Right. But again, that's what most people deal with in business. I mean, most people in business are not rocking full coverage or, well, not like you need full coverage, but that's another story. But, they're not rocking full benefits, right? They may not have dental, they may not have eyeglass, but they probably have some type of emergency health care. In other words, shit hits the fan, you get fucked up, they pay for it. But if, you know, you got a boo-boo, you cut yourself, you need some stitches, well, you're going to be paying for that out the pocket, right? You did a couple of days in the hospital for something that's not super serious, you're probably going to be paying for a lot of that out of pocket, right? That's what a good low-cost insurance is, that it takes care of the real shit that happens, not the little, you know, bullshit. I mean, yeah, it can be expensive getting a root canal, but honestly, you shouldn't be, you're in the business. We all work in a pretty, you know, lucrative business if you keep your head up and you pay attention, even if you're working for a company. But back to what we were talking about. So their benefits to working for a owner operator, which is you get to see their business, you get more money often, and you get more knowledge working for them. The cons of doing that is you're in a looser infrastructure, you might not get paid. You might not get paid. That's a possibility. And things, it's just a bigger chance for something to go wrong. I mean, basically you may even be dealing with somebody who literally could be two or three checks from going completely out of business. You know, this is a reality. That's the risk you're taking. Now, the benefits, if everything goes right, you're probably going to be doing, like my friend did, $70,000 in a year. You know, you're probably going to be, like he did, put down a good down payment on a truck, have your own truck, and then copy this dude's business model and get people working for you. You know, and now he's got two or three trucks, you know. So that's the difference. You know, that's the benefit of that. Now, if you work for a company, you can do like me. I've done 12 years and I own absolutely nothing. That's just a fact. I don't own a truck. I don't own shit. I don't deal with the infrastructure. I get a pretty easy life, a guaranteed check, full benefits, and I don't have to deal with a lot of BS, right? On the other hand, if I was working for an owner op, I would. I mean, you guys noticed in my videos when I was working for Rush Transportation, that was a riskier company to work for because Rush is owned by one lady who pretty much is one of the largest minority. She's the largest minority owned trucking company in the U.S. But the issue is that, bottom line, it is a looser infrastructure and bad things go wrong. You know, I mean, bad things happen. I should say go wrong, but bad things happen. And there were situations where on certain accounts, people weren't getting paid because the company wasn't getting paid. It took time to switch from one account to another account, even if the money had gone down. One of the problems that started the next year after I worked with them, the beginning of the second year, I worked for them for about 2 years, was the company started to get infrequent freight. okay? Because the way they were a contractor with a bigger company, there was a rating system. They started to go down in the rating system. As they went down in the rating system, they started getting a lot of inconsistent freight. And the inconsistent freight fucked with your money. Now, I was still, when I started, I was making like $210 a day, right? Regardless of whether we did three loads a day or whether we did one load a day, I made $210. They changed my pay structure several times, which is fucking illegal. But they did. They changed a couple. Well, it's not necessary. It's not illegal if they tell you. I should change that. It's not illegal if they tell you, right? However, my pay structure was changed several times, okay? So, bottom line is I went from making $210 a day to $183 or $186 or something like that. And it just kept changing up. And then we went from working 4 days a week to working, well, no, 6 days a week most of the time to 5 days a week most of the time to 4 days a week most of the time till if I'd have stated it was going down to 3 days a week. And even then, they couldn't guarantee you were going to get 3 days. So it was time for me to leave. But my point being, though, when I worked for that company, is that I got a lot more glimpse of their brokerage. I got a lot more glimpse of the brokers. I got a lot more glimpse of what they were getting paid per mile. I got a glimpse of how the whole infrastructure actually worked. And it informed me a lot about local part hauling. And how the money worked. Excuse me. So that was interesting. So, but since I'm not owner operator, if I ever become an owner operator, it'll help me. But I'm a company guy. That's the reality. When you become a company guy or you work for any company, you agree to limit your future potential. You agree to help other people obtain millions while you obtain a few thousand. Right. But you always have to remember, you are trading off risk, right? You could go out and buy a truck and you might make $300,000, $280,000, $290,000 a year. That would seem amazing, wouldn't it? However, you have to remember, all that big money comes with big, big risk. All of it does, and it always does. So, this bottom line is, oh, and if you're a felon, right, look at owner operators. They will often hire felons faster than a company that is structured and binary, you know, where you're just a number, you know, which, you know, is kind of messed up, but that's the way it works. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com, hopefully that lets you know some of the benefits of working for a company and a individual owner operator or a smaller company where you're dealing with just a few trucks. Even though Rush was 1,000 trucks, right, their infrastructure was very, very loose, right? You really don't get to the tight infrastructure where you really at a company, what I would consider a company, to you at least, you know, I'd say, diverse as far as diverse company customers go, I would say about at least three different divisions. And I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean three different divisions? Three different divisions. If you're hauling one type of commodity or one type of thing, that company is mostly going to be like an individual owner operator company. But if you're hauling multiple divisions, you have to have a deeper infrastructure to do that, and that puts you in that mega carrier kind of mindset. So even though Rush had like 1,000 trucks, it didn't really make a difference because they hauled one commodity, right? So as a result, they were taking a huge risk hauling one commodity, and that reality could translate into problems in the business. That same problems you end up with the owner operator. The more diverse a company, the more mega carrier like a company, that diversity leads to a tighter business infrastructure and seeing less and taking, you know, making where you take less risk, but you often lose knowledge because of it. So I've recovered that. Look, if you're a felon, independent minded person who wants to start their own business, work for an owner operator, you'll probably get more out of it. If you're a person who just wants to go to work and come home, work for a mega carrier, you'll get what you want out of it, but you will definitely only get to be a deaf, blind, and dumb cog in a wheel. And that comes from a deaf, blind, and dumb cog in a wheel. So anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. Hopefully that explains my point of view on it. Talk to you later.